Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 80 of Bardic Quest. In this week's episode, with tensions high and the odds stacked against them, our heroes take desperate measures to free Johann from Glassstaff's clutches and escape the Townmaster's Hall alive. So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. Albrecht is looking down the stairs at you all.
So we're down... Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
We're next to Sergei and Johann by the cells.
No. You are...
No, we're poking up. We don't know they're there.
Yeah, you're in the main entrance of the Townmaster's Hall. So you're looking down the hall, which is probably about... It's quite a big building, so probably about 60 feet from where you are. You can see the doorway with Albrecht surrounded by the guards.
And he's looking down the basement at these two, but we don't know that.
Yes.
Got you.
You have not been seen, the two of you, at this point.
Yeah, because we're very good at sneak attacks, aren't we?
Oh, Clink. Yes. The most stealthy members of the party, of course. Albrecht is looking down the stairwell, and he is looking furious at you, Johann, Sergei, as this guardsman that you've disguised yourself as, and in particular as well, he has a particular disdain, it seems, for Sildar. And he says, well. We have a little jailbreak on our hands, I see. Come now, you are dramatically outnumbered and outmatched, and I would suggest perhaps young Johann getting back in your cell and sitting down quietly and frankly doing as you're told, young man.
Doing as I'm told has never been one of my strong points.
Well, no, but that is indeed how you ended up in that cell in the first place.
I sort of looked at Sergei as if to say, do we have a plan?
Can we see this happening, me and Thoric?
You can see a conversation happening. You can't see who he's talking to, but you can hear that he's obviously talking to Johann, because he's named him specifically. Beyond that, you don't really know who is there.
How far is he from me?
About 60 feet from you.
60 feet. Okay. This is same level.
Largest building in town. Yeah, same level. Yeah.
Okay. Crossbow to the fucking back of the head.
Okay. So what we will do is we will roll initiative, but you will get surprise.
Yes.
Saga, yeah. And Thoric.
Yeah, because...
Isaac, you are muted.
My apologies. Can I also do something in that surprise?
Well, we'll roll initiative anyway, so you'll essentially get a round before everybody else.
Okay. Can I also quickly say something to Albrecht before this happens?
Oh.
Just for dramatic effect.
If you must.
If you must. I would just seconds before anything is triggered, I would like to say, still as the guard,
you can hunt pirates all your life, Albrecht, but you have never learned how to catch a whale. And boy, oh boy, They call me the Whaler for a reason.
Let's roll initiative. So
that was awesome.
When you are indeed, when you are ready. In fact, let me do this in some particular order, at least. So let's start with you, Saga. What's your initiative?
10.
10 for you. Okay. And then Thoric.
18.
Yes.
That's good. All right. And then Sergei?
11, but I'm eating a Stroop waffle. Does that help?
That's advantage, Elise.
Come on. all right. And then we then have Johan as well.
Lucky 7.
Lucky 7. All right. This is an interesting spread of characters. All right. Bear with me. Let me see if this will work. Sorry, I'm just making some quick notes. This will probably be edited out. That's fine.
Probably.
Okay, and then I just need to add Elsa. Okay. All right. So this is quite the spread of initiative. Bearing in mind Thoric and Saga, obviously you actually do get surprise, so you two will be acting first. But the standard initiative order, with a roll of a 21, will be Iano.
Oh, piss off.
With a roll of 18, Thoric. Then with a roll of 17, Elsa. Then we have two of the guards with 16 and 12, Sergei at 11, Saga at 10, and then we have Sildar at 8, one of the guards at 7, also with Johan at 7, and then the remaining three guards after that. Okay. So, let's start then, first of all, with Thoric, your surprise round will be going first.
Excellent.
What would you like to do?
It's a full normal round, isn't it?
So essentially it's like a, even though this technically doesn't exist in 5th edition, it's a surprise round. So this first round is just you and Saga. Everybody else will be acting as normal the next round.
So
Thoric, you have not been noticed at this point. What would you like to do?
As much as it's kind of happening in initiative order, I like to think, just for flavor, that me and Saga, as Saga is
at the same time
raising that crossbow, Gladys is just out of his hand. I'm like walking up, so it's not a disadvantage. I'm just striding, and Gladys has just gone out of my hand. At the same time, he raises fist, bonus actions for spiritual weapon. So Gladys between the shoulder blades. If there's space, I mean, I don't know if there needs to be space because it can float. Spiritual hammer appears between Iano and, like, if I can get it sort of like in front of him, if that makes sense.
Sure. Shall we do Gladys first?
Please. Ladies first.
Aww.
One thing I would say, though.
Would you say?
Is, really, you can go for Iano, but as described, he is surrounded by guards. So he would get a little bit of cover. He's got 6 guards around him.
Bah.
So he would get a little bit of cover from the guards. It's your choice. You are welcome to attack him, of course.
If I can get my hammer next to him.
Yep. Yeah, the hammer you could get next to him.
That will hit him.
Yep.
Gladys will go for the closest guard between the shoulder blades, just.
Alright then. Cool. Alright, do you want to roll to hit the guard first of all? Do Gladys to begin with.
I would love to. That's a 17 to hit.
That'll certainly do it.
That'll do. That'll do, Pig.
That's a good starting attack as
lovely.
Gladys hurls through the air.
That's the full damage for 9 slashy.
Ooh, 9 slashy, you say? All right.
Sorry.
All right. So you hurl Gladys through the air, and you a massive gash for kind of forms. Like you really throw her hard, and like you see some of the chains on his chain shirt start to pop under the pressure from Gladys, and he lets out a scream of agony. He's particularly wounded from that hit, but not enough to take him down anyway. It was a good hit nonetheless.
In which case, if it hasn't killed him, I think actually I am going to thin the crowd. I'm going to have my spiritual hammer hit him instead.
Okay.
If I see that he's quite wounded from that. So I burn that spell slot of a second level variety.
Okay.
The spectral warhammer, smaller than his own. I think I need to go back and see how I described this initially. I kind of got a vague image in my brain. But it's a very ornate hammer. Single-headed with a spike on the back, appears in silver light and just cracks him across the face.
Ooh, all right. So is this a save or is this just a standard attack?
Oh, this is an attack. So that's an 18 to hit.
Wow. So same guy, yeah?
Same guy, please.
Alrighty then.
For max damage again, that's 11 points of damage.
Hey, that's not bad. All right. How is your spiritual weapon finishing this guy?
Oh, it just, the Gladys between the shoulder blades, and then it just takes him off his feet. He's dead before he hits the floor. Any sense of umming and ahhing, feeling a little bit like, oh no, I shouldn't be hurting these people. These are town guards and they're lawful people. As soon as we found out they were red brands. The gloves are off.
Well, indeed. Great. So he goes down, which kind of captures everybody's attention, of course. Iano's head just kind of snaps around to kind of see you there, almost ready for a fight. Well, not just almost ready for a fight, actually ready for a fight. But he doesn't have time to react because, Saga, it is your move as... You have the surprise.
Yes. Crossbow attack on Iano.
Yes. Okay. And, okay. Yeah. I would say that the path has been cleared for a clear shot. So no cover because of the crowd being thinned by Thoric.
Do you get... Remind me, surprise attack, you don't get advantage, do you?
No, because it's dramatically stacked in your favor already by being able to move the first round before anybody can do
Well, it. That is a 21 to hit.
Oh! All right. Do you want to roll damage for me?
Yes. That is 5 damage.
All right. 5 damage.
Actually, I will also expend a superiority dice because I hit.
Okay.
It's a maneuvering attack.
Okay.
So I add more damage.
Okay.
And also my can I see? I've just heard, but can I see Johan?
No, the angle that you're at is kind of this door's on the side as you're in the
building. But can they see or hear me? Because it allows a creature that can see and hear you.
They won't be able to see you, but they could hear you. But if they need to see and hear you, then it won't work.
It says see or hear.
Then that could work.
Okay, so that allows... It allows... let's give Johan... He can move up to half his speed without provoking opportunity attacks from Iano.
Nice.
That's what the maneuvering attack
does. Right. So let's see what the extra damage is. So we're currently sat at 5.
7.
an extra 7 or 7 total?
7 total. Seven it wasn't total. Great, but...
Well, any bit of damage is better than no extra damage. Okay, all right. So do you want to describe how your crossbow bolt hits him?
Well, if he's turned, I'd love it if he would turn into it and his slashes like across his cheek.
Ooh, that is enough to piss there. That guy off too, as well.
Yeah, okay. I bet he's like vain and. You know, slicking back his hair
without a doubt, yes, without a doubt.
Wayne, can Sergei and I see anything?
You can see that one of the guards has just been dropped and that a crossbow bolt has hit Yano in the face because he was stood in the doorway. So you can see that there's a commotion. But you can't see specifically what's going on. However, because of the maneuvering attack, Saga, what are you going to yell to Johan?
I need to make some noise.
Yep.
She's not good with words. Where? I don't know. What the fucking hell? She just makes a war cry. There we go. She's not eloquent.
All right. So you hear you will
be able to recognize her voice.
Absolutely.
Like Xena Warrior Princess, which is that yellow thing, you know.
I haven't heard that in years. I imagine it's more guttural in her.
So in response, Johan, you can move up to your half your speed without triggering an attack of opportunity, specifically from Yano, not necessarily from the guards who are surrounding him.
Mm. Okay. Right now or when my turn comes?
Now.
Okay. So I look to Sergei. I just give him like a reassuring nod. And I run at Yano. Mm-hmm. I have like a kind of sly grin. And he probably thinks I'm going to go for him. But in actuality, I make a big old jump. Like, sort of kick him in the face. But like, step on his shoulder and like climb right over him. Can I do that?
You can move. You can't attack him. You can move into position, but you can't kind of do anything physically to him.
In an attempt to move past him, this is not an attempt to attack.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm trying to get over him to get my stuff.
Well, you're only going to have like half movement. I mean, you would end up like right behind him at best. Engage with him, but right behind him at best.
But without provoking an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, you wouldn't provoke an attack of opportunity, but don't forget, we'll be going into the normal round and it'll be his go next.
You know what? Yeah, I'm doing it anyway. Even if I end up right behind him.
Does Johan see Gladys, who would be within 5 feet of him?
Yeah, or one of Saga's crossbow bolts, which I might also recognise.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, 100%.
If you haven't got a weapon, feel free.
But if you're going to try and leap over Yano, I am going to need an acrobatics check from you.
Can do. I'm going to use...
This is just a hand axe. She's, you know, she's small. She's fine. She fits into all overhead lockers.
That's an 11.
An 11. Okay. All right. As Yano is kind of dealing with the wound to his cheek, you use that opportunity to just leap over him, which does catch him off guard as well. There's a feeling amongst all of you that there's some significant outmaneuvering going on here, which you are taking great joy in, I am sure. So, next up then... We actually have Yano. Who, let me think. As you are right next to him,
can I smile at him? You can really deep smile.
Oh yeah, you certainly can.
What a man.
And he says to you, almost with an equally wry smile, he says, and where do you think you are going? And he grabs your arm and he's going to cast Shocking Grasp upon you. That is going to be, let me see, roll to attack on that is going to be, that's going to be a 13. It's probably not going to hit your AC, I don't think. 13? 13. Was that a yes or a no? No? Well, that was lucky for you, wasn't it, eh?
I'm steaming slightly, but otherwise I'm not.
Yeah,
he's just awkwardly feeling you up.
Yeah, there's a certain singe going on. But no, you do certainly feel a current go through your body. The kind of hairs on your body stand on end, but it's not quite enough for too much of a hit to you. So. That's going to be... Is that going to be his go? Is that going to be his go? I think probably so. For now, at least. Yes, that's going to be his go. So that brings us then to Thoric.
Oh, yes.
So you are currently, if my maths is correct, you are currently... 35 feet away from them.
My wee legs.
Johan is case... now kind of in the like in the main room, pretty much surrounded by guards at this point. There's guards and Jarno and Johan in the middle of them.
Hey guys.
I'm just checking something out. Second level, is that touch? Yes, it is. That's not gonna work then, but that's fine, we can work with this. So Spiritual Hammer is there gleaming. Gladys is maybe, I don't know if Gladys like dug into a wall possibly or something like that.
Oh, Gladys, is it like in the back of one of these guards?
Oh, great.
On the floor.
Thoric striding up with his shield hefted in one hand and his hammer in the other, just kind of like cocked over his shoulder. And he just sort of nods at Johan and says, evening, nice to see you again.
Johan offers him a warm smile.
Yep. Hey, Jarno, outnumbered, you say? Think your math is a little off. He strides up his 25 feet. He's keeping it casual because he can't quite close the distance, which really galls me. But I am going to... Do I have a clear shot on Jarno?
You do.
It's too tempting. I swing the hammer through the air, which triggers the... Spiritual Hammer to hit one of the guards, I think.
Okay. So there's as your view, you've kind of got two guards between kind of either side of the one that you dropped, and then Jarno just behind with Johan. Cool. Kind of behind them. So do you want to take one on the left or the right?
Left.
On the left. All right. Okie doke. Roll to hit for me then, please.
15 to hit.
That is actually going to bounce off of its shield that it's carrying.
Ah, shield, you say?
Flicks it out the way, yeah.
Shield, you say?
Indeed.
But I have a clear shot on Jarno, having kind of like, you know, hopefully distracted his attention a little bit, I'm just going to punch my shield hand forward with my rings. And cast Guiding Bolt at Jarno.
Nice.
Ooh, nice. Okay, sure. Do you want to roll to hit then, I believe, on a guiding
bolt? I'd love to.
And this is on Iano, yeah?
Yes, it okay. is indeed. That's going to be a 18 to hit.
Ooh, you guys are rolling well tonight. That will certainly do the trick.
In which case, we are looking at... how many? 46 radiant damage. Is it radiant?
Yeah, radiant. Radiant damage.
Oh, 20.
That's fine. That's sick.
Do you know what, actually? What was your roll?
I don't know.
18, did you 18. Say?
18. Yes.
18. Yano holds up the staff.
Don't take this from me.
And no. Casts shield upon himself as a globe of arcane energy surrounds him and disperses your guiding bolt.
20 points of radiant damage. Oh. Just like. It's like Iron Man and Captain America just like burning through it, as it's just like this pressure of magical energy as it just it extinguishes, and Thoric's like panting from the exertion of casting that magic and is just very angry. Very angry indeed.
Yeah, go on.
He's closed the distance, he's used his bonus action, he's used his action. That is all she wrote.
Iano chuckles at you and he says, indeed, outnumbered and outmatched. And you watch as he slightly hovers off of the ground before slamming his staff into the floor, instantly creating a sheet of ice across the ground. 30-foot radius centered around him. Anybody that first moves during its turn on the floor, so if you move and you're in that space, which is the guards, and that is Thoric, and that is Johan, you're going to have to make an acrobatics check to avoid slipping or landing prone. Okay.
I would glide like Torvald Dane.
So,
I'm a rogue.
Thoric, if you want to get any closer to Iano, you're going to have to ice skate to him, unfortunately.
Just seeing Iano hover off the ground, Thoric just goes, nope. Nope. Stop
all right.
That. Please.
And now it's young Elsa's turn, who is kind of like, what the fuck is going on?
and she's
just gonna, you watch Sergei as she just cowers in the corner, and just tries to grab like any kind of anything she can, just to kind of bury herself under, kind of, she's covering her ears. And
why couldn't she be like, oh yeah, actually, I'm the retired ranger.
She's a barmaid.
Retired ranger, you know?
So now we have one of the guards who pretty much have Johan surrounded at this point. It's going to try and prod you with its spear, Johan. And that's only going to be 6 against your armor class. So a casual... Yeah, absolutely. Just gently just move it to the side. There's nothing to see here.
Well, Austin, I was dead. No, just sit down. Yeah. You know who I am.
But the... you see this guard kind of struggle to find his balance, and he decides he's not going to move anywhere. He's just going to try and stay stood upright and stay where he is. Sergei, finally.
Hello.
You are on the stairs.
Yes.
You've just seen Johan flip over Jarno. Jarno's cast this this ice. You're kind of right on the border, because this ice will have gone down the stairs.
Okay.
You're like right on the border of where this begins.
Sweet. I've still got disguised self up, haven't I? So I look like a guard.
Yes, you do.
Sweet. Can I see Jarno Albrecht?
It does. Does disguise self require concentration?
It's just up to an hour. You can use an action to get rid of it.
Okay.
But okay. I think it doesn't say concentration from what I'm aware.
In which case, then it shouldn't. Let me check. Disguise self. Does not require concentration, no, so you're fine.
Cool. Sweet. In that case, then, can I see Albrecht hovering?
You can.
Being all weird and magical.
Indeed.
I would like to then first say in the guard's voice, just, Jarno Albrecht! And then kind of make my eyes shimmy so Sergei seen just slightly underneath. And I just want to go, look on someone your own size. And cast Dissonant Whispers. So could you make a wisdom saving throw for me?
Okay.
Because Sergei opens his mouth and he's
discordant. That's a
20.
Dirty
20. Fuck off! He'll take exactly half damage. Eight.
That's how we all feel about the situation.
Okay.
And the armor.
14. Heart was half of 14. 7. 7 hit points of psychic damage.
Okay. All right. Okay, so in fact, you want to describe the effect that Dissonant Whispers has on Jarno?
Yeah. So, as Sergei says, he opens his mouth and these kind of like horrific whispers in infernal and abyssal and horrible different languages kind of shoot out towards him. To anyone else, it would probably just hear like a load of whispering, but for Albrecht, he'd hear this kind of horrible melody in his head, which he's able to bat off with a dirty 20.
Of course.
And then as my bonus action, I'm going to bardically inspire Johan and just shout up, Johan, do something!
And Johan just has a singular focus. And goes, right.
And then as my move, can I move up and get into the fray?
You'd have to make an acrobatics check.
It's worth the risk.
To avoid slipping down the stairs.
It's fine. It's my acrobatics.
Which could incur falling damage, just saying.
I'm risking it. That's a 13.
A 13 will just about pass.
Oh, God.
You did it.
So you're running in to close the gap, are you?
Yeah, so I'm going to kind of slowly begin to drop my rapier. Probably can't do it this turn, but slowly just kind of running and sliding in. In fact, could I slide the rest of the way as I get?
Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. 100%. Awesome. Okay, so that's you done then, yeah?
Yes.
All right. Saga, you're still in the doorway, right?
I am, yeah. I'm going to move 30 feet, but like, or however, to the edge of the ice. I'm not going to go on the ice.
Yeah, that's right, actually. Yeah, that would be precisely 30 feet, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you're that's right on the edge move. Of the ice. Yep.
Another crossbow attack on Jarno.
Alrighty then. Now, he has got shield up now, so his AC is going to be much higher. At least until his next turn, I believe, is when it ends.
Okay. Okay, then I'm going to go for whichever red brand is closest.
Until the start of his next turn, yeah.
He has shield. Whichever red brand's closest to him.
I love how you're like, these aren't guards, these are red brands now.
Yep. They probably recognize me.
Well, there's the one on the left, which Thoric did a little bit of damage to, and then there's the one on the right. Mm-hmm. If you're kind of looking at the ones that are either side of Jarno. The other ones that you'd kind of have to move around anyway to kind of get a good shot.
I'm going
to
try and pick off the wounded one.
All right. Yep, go for it. Roll to hit for me.
Oh. That's not going to work. That's a 10.
No, I'm afraid not. As you fire your crossbow bolt at him...
He kind of loses his footing on the ice and he just kind of slips out of the way just as your crossbow bolt fires over his shoulder.
I'm retiring that dice from this battle. It's rolled badly twice. Okay.
Oh, wow. Two strikes and you're out.
Yep. We're not having last session again.
No.
We're not.
No, no, no. All right. What are you doing next then?
I am gonna... This is not a, like, action. This is just roleplay. But I'm just gonna yell to the other Red Brands, be like, come on then, here's an easy target.
All right. Okay. So now we have Sildar. Now we have Sildar.
What to do?
Well, indeed. What would Sildar do in this particular instance?
He better pick the right side. That's all I'm saying.
I confess I had not given it much thought until this very moment. which is rather bad form. Let me think. What's he got? So conflicted. I tell you what. Sildar is just gonna, for the moment, he's got his weapons drawn, but for the moment he just calls up to Yarno, and tells him, just stand down, man, this has gone far enough. And that's gonna be his turn.
Lawful good people, man.
He's also conflicted. Makes sense.
So, we now have another one of the guards that is surrounding Johan. And he's going to stabby stab. He's going to cast stab with his spear. Ooh, that's going to be a 22 against your armor class, Johan. As you feel some of your armor buckle under the impact. Ooh, and ouch, maximum damage of... it's going to be 7 piercing damage as he just uses both hands to just stab you with the end of his spear. Ouch, ouch, ouch.
I can take it.
Much like the other one, he's going to stay where he is for risk of losing his footing. Johan, you are next.
Question.
Yes?
First of all, is shield a physical barrier or does it just protect him from damage?
So shield is a kind of, I mean, it's always difficult to be specific with these sorts of things with D&D because often these things are a bit vague. It's more like an energy field is probably the best way to describe it.
Okay. Does he just have his staff or does he have a weapon on him?
He just has his staff. And he does also, as he is a wizard, he has a spell book in hand as well.
Okay. The guards around me, do they just have their spears?
Yes.
Ah, sod that then. Okay. I scan the room looking for a chest that could be large enough to contain my stuff.
Okay. That was...
Downstairs.
That was
downstairs. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Pretty sure we established that right at the beginning of the episode.
When you said in the room, I thought you meant in the room that he was in, not the room I just came from.
No.
There's a crossbow bolt on the wall.
Yeah, right. I was like, it's just outside your cell, but in the room, but just outside of reach of your cell.
I am not proficient with martial weapons, but against his better judgment, Johan... looks to Thoric and says, I'm just borrowing her.
Great, feel free. And she's like, simple. She's only a simple weapon. You're fine.
Oh, sweet. I'm proficient in simple weapons.
I know.
So, it's just not...
Saga like a, he's gone to his head.
Like in Captain America in Endgame, you see the hammerhead just rise above the ground. And he's... How high is he off the ground?
Oh, only he's only like hovering, so he's only like probably not even
it's
5 feet off.
Trickery.
Yeah, it's theatrics more than it is
politics.
Okay. I bellow to the room. No one kills the wizard. He's mine. And then I try to slam him in the chest with this really quite heavy hammer. I'm really used to carrying
your... She's a hand axe.
Hand.
Yeah.
She's a hand axe. One hand, one axe.
I was taking this
thing
the whole time. For some reason, I kept thinking I could pick up the spiritual weapon and, you know...
Never mind. Ego just grasping it. Not that one. The physical one. Magic bad. Magic bad to you. Be consistent.
Don't do magic. I don't know how it works. Okay, so, new plan. I pick up the very obviously one-handed axe and try and slam it into his junk.
Into his junk? All right.
Okay. Oh, God. I don't know what I'm going to have to roll. I'm rolling. Oh, doesn't matter anyway. There's a 2. Plus 5 is 7. So don't do much.
Okay. So you try and swing this hand axe at him. And just as you actually suspect that it might hit, you watch as he kind of starts to fade almost into like a smoky material. And he disappears from in front of your very eyes and reappears on the other side of the guards that are surrounding you on the far end of the room. He's still on the ice. He's only moved about 15 feet away, but he's now on the far side of this this circle of guards, which does mean that he's going to have cover from any of your attacks so far from any of you. Okay.
Right, that was disappointing.
Anything else you'd like to do?
No.
Wait, where's he gone to, sorry?
So he is, if you picture yourself as you're looking from the main doorway of the Townmaster's Hall, where the circle of guards was, where he was in the middle, he's now on the far side of that circle. So he's just
by
on the outside of the circle.
By the thingy, the stairs.
Yes, but he's moved away from the doorway to the stairs. He's now outside that circle of guards.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, he's using those guards as cover, as meat shields, quite literally. So we now have one of the guards who is now surrounding Johan and to a degree Sergei, actually, because Sergei's kind of like stood at the top of the stairs now, and there's
I am
nobody else there aside from him and Johan. So actually this one guard is going to take the opportunity to take a stab with his spear as he's right next to the door at Sergei. So that's going to be 16 against your armor class.
That's going to hit.
All right. And that's going to be I misspoke earlier when I said max damage, by the way. It wasn't max damage because this is max damage. 9 piercing damage.
Oh! Ow!
The spear is 1d8 plus 1. I rolled a 6 and a 1 last time and got excited because there's a line underneath my 6. I was like, woohoo! Alright, so 9 piercing damage from that spear as you just kind of get jabbed in the side with the pointy end. He also, because of the ice, is going to stay where he is. But now we have the other guard that is on the other side of the one that Thoric dropped. He's going to take a stab at Johan. Ouchies! That's going to be 21 against your armor class. For another 7 piercing damage against you, Johan. From another spear jab. You're just surrounded on all fronts, really, by guards at this point.
I'm about half health.
Yikes. Not letting up, another guard is going to take a stab at you, Johan. Oh, Christ, I'm rolling a little too well here. That's going to be a 22 against your armor class. For 6 piercing damage.
I don't think I can take another one of those.
Now it's Yano's turn.
You really spoke too soon, didn't you?
Oh, shit.
Now it's Yano's.
What about one of these?
Now I know what you're thinking.
That moment in a movie where it's like, they're probably wondering how I got here.
You watch as Yano starts to move his hands in a particular motion. There are a few curt words and a swift gesture. And you see as glowing teardrops of blue-white force sizzle through the air. He's going to cast Magic Missile. The first bolt is going against you, Johan. Each one of these is 1d4 plus 1. So the first one is going to be 2 damage against you, Johan.
Okay.
He's going to fire off a second one at you.
Me?
Yes. Oh. He gets 3 and there's they automatically hit. They automatically hit. So the second one is going to be 5. Which I think is probably going to drop you, right?
I'm down.
Bit.
The third one then is going to be flung off at you, Sergei. For also 5 force damage.
Piss off, ghost.
He shouts out to the guards and he says, "The whaler is mine."
Oh, it's all right, I bet I am.
So that's it for another exciting episode of Bardic Quest. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Before we go, we just wanted to give a big shout out to James Webster for letting us use his amazing animated artwork as part of the show. If you're a fan, be sure to show your support at patreon.com/JamesRPGArt. And of course, we can't forget the incredible sounds and music provided by Sirenscape. So head over to sirenscape.com to check out their amazing work.